A word on today's Torah portion before we hear the Dvar Torah of our Bar Mitzvah. We just read the last verse of the book of Leviticus, and in it, it says, these are the laws which God gave to Moses where? Where did God give them to Moses? At Sinai, right. But the first verse of Leviticus, of the same book, says, God said these things to Moses at the tent of meeting. Do you know what the tent of meeting is? That's the Mikdash, the traveling tent where God met with Moses as they were going through the desert. Now, is the tent of meeting at Sinai? Obviously not. It's among the camp of Israel. So there is a problem and a paradox. It says at the beginning of the book, God said these words to Moses at the tent of meeting, and at the end of the book, God said these words to Moses at Sinai. There are a lot of rabbinic attempts to explain this, but I think that in some ways, the most powerful and relevant for us is the idea that Sinai is not only a place. That when God reveals God's self at any place, at any moment, that's when you're standing at Sinai. And it doesn't only happen once in human history, but it happens often. That there are all sorts of different revelations of God at different times in different places, and those revelations, when they're received, are standing at Sinai. And that may be why we have two different holidays for the giving and receiving of the Torah. One is coming up called Shavuot, but there's another one. What's the other one? It even has Torah in the title. Simchat Torah. So why do you need two? Well, Shavuot is the giving of the Torah, but Simchat Torah is the receiving of the Torah. And you can receive the Torah, which is, after all, endless and boundless, at any time, in any place, whether at the tent of meeting or at Sinai. And by saying Sinai, I'm talking about that Sinai and this one. So at any time, in any place, even now, you can receive the Torah, and that may be part of the message of the book of Vayikra, the book of Leviticus, that begins by telling us that the Torah was given downstairs, that is, below the mountain, and ends up on top of the mountain at Har Sinai. Let's turn now to the Haftarah from the book of Yirmiyahu.